listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Support comes from The Celtic Connection, a monthly paper for people of all backgrounds who enjoy Celtic events and entertainment. More information available at CelticConnection.com.
You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Roger Hare in the studio tonight, bringing you some new tunes from here and there. And I'm going to start out with a couple of re-releases that Derek Warfield and the Young Wolf Tones just came out with as singles, Back Home in Derry, and then The Fields of Athenry.
Out from the sweet town of Derry, for Australia bound, if we didn't all drown, and the marks of our fetters we carried. In the rusty iron chains, we sighed for our wains, as our good women we left in sorrow. As the mainsails unfurled, our curses we hurled at the English and the thoughts of tomorrow. Wish I was back home in Derry. Oh, I wish I was back home in Derry. At the mouth of the foil, bid farewell to the soil, as down below decks we were lying. All the hurt he screamed, woken out from a dream by the vision of bold Robert dying. The sun had burned cruel as we dished out the gruel. Dan O'Connor was down with the fever. 60 rebels today bound for Botany Bay. How many will meet their receiver? Oh, I wish I was back home in Derry. I was back home in Derry. Them to hell as our bell fought the swell. Our ship danced like a moth in the firelight. White horses rode high as the devil passed by, taking souls to Hades by twilight. 5 weeks out at sea, we were now 43. We bury our comrades each morning. In our own slime, we were lost in the time of endless night without dawning. Oh, I wish I was back home in Derry. Oh, I wish I was back home in Derry. Oh, Van Diemen's land is a hell for a man to live out his whole life in slavery. Where the climate is raw and the gun makes the law, neither wind nor rain cares for bravery. 20 years have passed by and I've ended me bond. My comrades, ghosts walk behind me. A rebel I came, oh, I'm still the same. On the cold winds of night now you'll find me.
I wish I was back home in Derry. Oh, I wish I was back home in Derry. Oh, I wish I was back home in Derry.
Prison wall, I heard a young man calling. Michael, they are taking you away. For he stole the valiant's gone, so the young might see the morn. Now the prison ship lies waiting. Sure she'll live and hope
Hey, nothing like the sound of Derek Warfield and the Young Wolf Tones. Two songs, Back Home in Derry, Fields of Athenry. Just released those this past summer and spring. Back Home in Derry in June and Fields of Athenry in April. And both of those were released as singles. Coming up now, a couple of interesting tunes from I'm not quite sure how to classify them, contemporary Celtic group called Shuglenifty. Been around quite a while in England and Scotland, and they also spend a lot of time in India, and you can hear the Indian influence in their rhythms and use of instruments. So they've just released a new album called Acid Croft Volume 9. It was released in September. And you can pick it up on Bandcamp if you like it. It is an interesting blend of traditional Celtic sound and with an Indian overtone. The first tune I'm going to play is called Black Dog. And Black Dog refers to a drink, a concoction that can legally be called whiskey in India, but isn't. First tune is Black Dog. Second one will be Caravan Up North, and the band is Shuglenifty. So here is Black Dog.
Thank you.
Now, wasn't that something completely different? Sound like the kind of music you might hear at the top of the hour on Musica Mundi. On tonight, George C. will be at the microphone for that particular show. Not your traditional Celtic music, but I thought it was interesting enough, and the blend of Indian music tones and sounds with a little bit of traditional Celtic fiddle and banjo. Just something different and interesting. Shuglen Ifti, Acid Croft, volume number 9, Bandcamp. All right, I'm going to switch back to something a little more traditional now. A few tunes from a debut album just released a few days ago, an album called Solus on Lay, The Light of Day. And it's a brand new album from a duo, Owen O'Canavan, the singer, and Alton O'Brien on the fiddle. And what they've done is acknowledged the musical relationship. Some people think of the human voice and fiddle as musical cousins. And this album is their expression of an exploration of that relationship. They bounce songs and strings off each other and look to see what comes out. So first tune I'm going to play is called Spiky Flynn. Then a more traditional tune, Brid Negara. And then on Scalpin Regnok, Owen O'Canavan and Alton O'Brien, Solus on Lay, also available on Bandcamp.
Thank you. Og gram og hryle manum húsjáð sól bó Mars þú að hával manum hamal láðanig mór Og bíga húrsu kjangul samgus bar og geri sjól Sýns gar með leysin álun og danig með stekstur út Og ská vekja bátlan hann og hög að laga þeim sín sjól Flúk að sína farið í snýlja að síba sjól Fyrir þú sér hölu að þeir kynir í tætti hann að mór Skunnilinn mú lagt í múna góðs með góra lemma stór Og sá hamm og mætinn dúnur að með súgátt eskulur Kall síslim að lagt í múna góðs hvað húr sér bóðjál mór Nýr jél með ég og úr bygg að hún sig að mjög kjó Nuga dæni kænsle plúr með manna við hrúm sem allu mór Pintar hann að hljana tísin kvart Nær að hílinni hálga í glenni nýtti í makrján Að begraga rýtni hér og gamgut í gifri heismóas Nóri máls misti sér týr Sjánar í gifri fór með sem allt Kame í heimvíni sísla í hessu trafvæn Á sjúlum menn lípar tíkus pársku hundi hlær Smora bóse blítni hverra menn ílhe mega brauch
Album's called Solace on Lay, debut album just released November 5th from Owen O'Canavan and Alton O'Brien. Opened up with Spikey Flynn, then Brid Ní Gora, and on Scalpins Eignach. And kind of fun to hear the fiddle with some Gaelic. Had a text from a friend who said, I really like that band. They're pretty trippy. Glad you liked it. Okay, moving right along. Oh, wait, I need to play an announcement.
This year, Colorado Gives Day is December 8th. This annual statewide movement celebrates and increases philanthropy in Colorado. KGNU is your community resource for news, public affairs, and cultural happenings on the Front Range. Go to coloradogives.org and select KGNU as the beneficiary of your support on Colorado Gives Day.
So, as I said, that album is available on Bandcamp, and I would remind my listeners to buy albums on Bandcamp to the extent that you can, because when you do, the majority of the funds that you pay goes to the artist, and the middleman is mostly cut out. So I'm going to turn now to a couple of tunes from a Scottish singer, a lady named Jenny Sturgeon, and I don't know if she's related to the political leader, Nicola Sturgeon. I imagine she is. I can't imagine that that's too common a name. Anyway, she likes to write songs and sing about the wild landscape of her homeland. Her first album was one called The Wren and the Salt, and she wrote about the bird populations that are unique to the St. Kilda Island group off the coast of Scotland. And interestingly enough, she has a PhD in seabird ecology, and her studies take her out into the Scottish backcountry, the coast and countryside. So she's released a new album called The Living Mountain. And in that album, again, available on Bandcamp, she has written songs based on words she's taken from a book written by a friend named Nan Shepherd, also called The Living Mountain. And she just creates musical pictures of the Cairngorm mountain range. And so here are two tunes from Jenny Sturgeon off her new album called The Living Mountain. First is The Plants, and then Frost and Snow.
Thank you. wait, back the truck up, and consider if it really makes sense to park another vehicle behind it. KGNU accepts donations in many forms, including vehicle donations, cars, trucks, jet skis, you name it. Learn more about the advantages of donating a vehicle at kgnu.org.
All right, coming up to the top of the hour, and stay tuned at 8 for Musica Mundi with George C. So those two lovely tunes from the talented Jenny Sturgeon and her new album, The Living Mountain. The second one you heard was Frost and Snow, and the first one was called The Plants. So, just heard a terrific new album released by a British artist, a gentleman named Ben Walker. And Ben is primarily known as a folk musician. And Total Guitar magazine recently hailed him as one of the best acoustic guitarists in the world right now. Radio 2 talk show, Radio 2 folk host Mark Radcliffe called him a great guitarist, composer, and producer. Primarily trained in classical guitar, but he's released an EP is called The Rakes of a Dare, and picked out a couple of tracks from that one, the title track, The Rakes of a Dare, and then a tune that's familiar to a lot of Celtic music aficionados, Shubeg Shimor, The Little Fairy Hill, and The Big Fairy Hill. So here are a couple of tunes from Ben Walker.
I found
Well, that certainly wasn't Ben Walker. Actually, that was Bernadette Morris and a new single that she released at the end of October called These Ruins. And Bernadette is a fine, fine singer from County Tyrone. And it was an original tune she wrote about knocking a house down and rebuilding on the foundation of good memories and the sentiments that remain from the former residents. Okay, here is Ben Walker and the Rakes of Adair. Well, as has been my custom ever since this pandemic began, I always close out with a different version of Parting Glass, in honor of the memories of all those we have lost. We've just crossed the 250,000 death threshold today and are moving into another period of shutdown. So please take care of yourselves, wash your hands, maintain distances, wear masks, be respectful. Here's Parting Glass from Beth Gadbaugh and Margot Krimmel.
Oh, all the money that e'er I've spent, I've spent it in good company. And all the harm that e'er I've done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. Oh, all the friends that e'er I've had are sorry for my
going away. Support comes from KGNU listener members and Scott Street Brew Stillery, a farm-to-table style restaurant featuring 30 handcrafted ska brewing beers on tap and a one-of-a-kind mixology program from Peach Street Distillers. Located at 1638 Street in Boulder, Colorado, and open daily for food, beverages, happy hours, and more. More information at skastreet.com.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Musica Mundi.
Kamoda zunzu, kamoda darbo ya bamba. Kamoda zunzu, kamoda darbo ya bamba. Agamu abanki musomu daura ya bamari. Agamu abanki musomu daura ya bamari. Kamuda sunzu, kamuda taruko ya bamari. Agamu abanki musomu daura ya bamari. Munye jimino, boro yo basu.
Oh, baby,